This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for doing whatever you're doing to keep America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also our bulk mail drivers out there, Felix and the crew, and Tom and the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel for wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're on Twitter. You can find us by putting Captain's America in the search on each one of those, and you'll find us that way. And we're also on Instagram. And don't forget, the Captain's America Third Watch.com is the website. The Captain's America Third Watch.com, the website. All right, and joining us right now, from undergroundusa.com, the website, the articles he writes, the podcast he produces, it is none other than Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
How you doing today? And I hope you're ready to say the pledge.
Let's do it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, Frank, I want to start up by saying our condolences go to the Trump family, especially Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, the children brought into this world by Ivana Trump. She died yesterday, found at the base of a stairwell, may have had a heart attack and then wound up going down the stairwell. 73 years of age, and of course, Donald Trump's first wife.
Yeah, it's condolences to the Trump family. There'll be a family in mourning, and I hope in my heart of hearts that the caustic left will give this family a break as they mourn the loss. You know, they're not very gracious when it comes to things like this. I just hope that maybe by the grace of God they can find it in their hearts, black as they are, to leave the family alone as they mourn the loss.
Yeah, I would hope for the same thing. We'll see. If they don't, then they just go to show their true colors again. By the way, yeah. Joe Biden, now over there, he started out in Israel, and then he went over to the West Bank to visit with the Palestinians, and he'll be in Saudi Arabia a little bit later today. He gave a one-word answer when he was asked if his view of Jerusalem as Israel's capital had changed, and he said, no.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that he's accepting what the Israelis say is their capital. You know, I always thought it was kind of ridiculous that anybody from any other country would refuse to recognize a sovereign nation's capital when they name that capital. So, you know, even a blind squirrel could find a nut every now and then. And And Biden actually doing the right thing is proof of that. Of course, he did have to go visit the Palestinians. That does give you an idea of where the Democrats and the far left loyalties lie there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all a precursor to him putting on the knee pads and getting down and begging in Saudi Arabia. So.
Well, there's a lot of people that aren't exactly thrilled about that, including the American Petroleum Institute, who invited President Biden to come to some of the working oil installations in the United States and take a look and see what they were doing with their clean fuel that they were producing and whatnot, and he refused to go.
Well, of course he did, because he has to kowtow to the far-left eco-zealot faction of his voting base. And for what reason, I don't know, because the man is not getting reelected again.
Nope.
He could be doing what's right for the country. He could be doing what's right for every single American who has to go to work. He could be doing right for the people who are suffering high prices, not only at the pumps, but at the grocery stores, because of the added cost of delivering the food to the stores, but he won't, because he has to kowtow to his ideologues in his base
mm-hmm.
and the very far left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got enough oil in just the state of Texas to last us for the next 150 years. All we have to do is extract it and exploit our own natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were saying, you know, our refineries and our fossil fuel industry leaders are coming up with ways to extract it and use it in a cleaner manner every single day.
Yep.
So why we're not helping them and facilitating them to not only produce cleaner fossil fuels, but lowering the pain in the pocketbook that the average American is feeling, that the government's not serving the people. They're forcing a thought process on you. And that's not what government is supposed to do. They're not supposed to pick winners and losers. They're not supposed to support one special interest group over another. They're supposed to make sure there's a fair and level playing ground for everybody.
Okay, hold that thought, Mr. Frank. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, check out his articles, and check out the podcast he's got over there, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thank you very much. And we're going back to Frank in just a second when I tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and those Moss Nissan dealerships. Got another one coming soon. And the reason that Moss Nissan does what they do is because of two things. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors get great care, taking care of them. Now, don't forget the Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, also with free oil changes and free tire rotations, is also part of it. But people come from up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, you heard me right, to buy from them. Now, they're a family-owned operation, Moss Family Automotive, and they've got dealerships, Nissan dealerships, in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura side-by-side in Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and then the all-new, almost ready to open, almost, Moss Nissan in Brooksville, on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. And that is going to be a barn burner of a store, that one up there. I'm going to be there for the grand opening. You'll find out more about that when I find out about the grand opening. We're going to broadcast them up there, so how do you like that? Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com, the website. Whatever it takes to be the best in the country, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open another door. All right, folks, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You do a great job, and I want everybody to know that, over there where you're at on UndergroundUSA.com. People don't understand it takes a lot of work to do things and to do it right.
Well, it's you have to take pride in your work. Mm-hmm. And, long ago when I started with The Rant, and then I had that morphed into New Media Journal, and after Google and Facebook destroyed the New Media Journal, I turned into Underground USA. It's always been about spotlighting things that people need to know. I always called it research analysis because it brings forth a little bit of a deeper knowledge of the subject that's being presented, and gives you a call to action. It's something that you could make a difference about if you contact your elected officials, contact your local media that still responds to the needs of the community. You can make a difference. So come learn a little bit more about an issue than what the mainstream media usually gets into. You know, they're getting shorter and shorter and shorter in their articles and offering less and less information in deference to sensationalism. So if you want some real in-depth analysis on any issue, come on over to undergroundusa.com and give us a listen and a read.
Now, have you noticed how the Democrats always seem to call us on the right what they already are?
Oh, absolutely. The transference is unbelievable. They whatever they accuse the right of doing, that's what they're doing.
Yep.
So just listen to them because they're telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I get it. And too many people out there, they don't seem to understand it, but they need to start paying attention, because this time around, okay, this time around and the next election after this, if we don't get it right, you might as well just load all your stuff in a boat, float on down to Costa Rica, and find yourself a mountaintop to live on.
Yeah, this is the continuation of the fundamental transformation of the United States.
You bet.
That's why you see the same names, the very same names that were in the Obama administration, mm-hmm. back in the Biden administration. It's also why we're not seeing Mr. Biden doing anything of note besides following a lead and reading teleprompters poorly. He is being puppet stringed by Obama 2.0, mm-hmm. and they mean to transition the United States from a constitutional republic into an oligarchic led socialist democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stop what's happening in its tracks this November with a veto proof majority in the legislative branch, and we have to recapture the White House for at least 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two ways that we can stop this in its tracks right now is for governors to employ nullification, as I talk about all the time, and then we need to convene a convention of states, learn more about it, and sign up to volunteer for it and move it in your states by going to conventionofstates.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important movement. It's an important thing that we can do to affect and help save the republic. So go learn about it. Dispel your mind of all of the rumors about runaway conventions and the Constitution being rewritten. That's not what it's about. So go over there, learn about it, get involved with it, move it forward. We have to do this as a people.
Very, very, very true. Truer words were never spoken there, my friend. And you got the nail. You hit it right on the head. And people need to take that to heart and understand. By the way, in San Francisco, the new San Francisco DA is now pushing a pro-police policy. The people there are loving it after they recalled their far-left DA.
Yeah, and you're going to see the pendulum swing back over because the people are tired of this. A very small faction with deep pockets behind George Soros, of course, put district attorneys in place that were pretty much just slapping violent criminals on the wrist and saying, well, they're victims. They're victims of our society. We can't punish them. We're not going to punish them. We're not going to try them. You can't do that in a country that's based on the rule of law. We're based on the rule of law. So when people break the law, there has to be a price. And in order to do that, you have to have people elected to office in the district attorney spot that are willing to uphold the law. They take an oath just like everybody else to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the land. Every single one of these DAs that was backed by George Soros, including Kim Fox in Chicago, is they break their oath the second they take office by instituting the policies that they won't prosecute. You know, people want to be safe. They want to be safe in their persons. They want to be safe in knowing that their property will be protected when they're not there. That's the number one job of government, is to make sure that people are safe and to protect private property. And these DAs aren't doing that. So I'm glad that the people of San Francisco did the right thing by removing that idiot. But that has to happen in all of the other areas, too, like in Los Angeles and Chicago and New York. We have to get rid of all of them. And we have to make sure that Soros can't do this again. He's got to be spotlighted, and that roach has to be kept in the spotlight no matter where he goes, to make sure that we can push back against him and people like him, because they hate the Constitution and they hate the freedom that our Constitution is supposed to provide the American people.
I'm going to ask you a loaded question. You ready?
Okay.
Why are our governments, state and federal, turning on farmers?
How could we allow
China to buy all that land that they bought recently for near a military base, I might add, to do what?
Yeah, I don't know how any sovereign nation is, especially China, is allowed. And we do get to actually look at those purchases. The government has to okay them. They have to okay them. I don't see how we can allow that to be taking place. I don't see how we can allow Bill Gates to be buying the amount of farmland that he's buying either. But it is a free country.
He's going to raise organic potatoes.
Yeah, there's something a little more to that. It's just my little voice screaming in my chest. But there's something a little bit more to that, too, because it's way, way too much in way too many states. So, you know, when you control the food, you control the people. And that's just a fact. Take a look at any despotic nation in the history of man. Take a look at Russia. Take a look at China. When you control the food, you can control the people. And that's a very scary proposition. So something is going on here that we should all be concerned about. When you start sidetracking the farmers, not good.
All right, my friend, the music is coming up. I'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you on Monday. You have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. We're coming back with Guy Lamacos from Two Guys Gun Shows. Going to have a big one this weekend over there in Plant City, Saturday and Sunday. Tell you all about it. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
USA Radio News.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton argues the guidance issued is unlawful and would force doctors and hospitals to, quote, commit crimes under the state law. The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Italian Premier Mario Draghi offered to step down Thursday after a populist coalition ally refused to support a key government bill. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Friday morning edition. And tomorrow, for all you folks that want to do something and bring the kids with you because it's family friendly, the Two Guys Gun Show is coming over for their first ever show at the Strawberry Festival grounds this Saturday and Sunday in Plant City. And sitting across from me here in the studio, I've got Guy Lamacos. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, and it's always a pleasure to see you. And we always, of course, know that when you come in here, we're going to be talking about your gun shows, which are legendary in the area. But this one here, you've really gone out and done it this time.
Well, basically, it's one of those situations where, you know, we're always looking for a new place to do a show. And Plant City hasn't had any large gun shows in such a long time. So we figured we'd go ahead and move into the Plant City market. And it's actually taken us almost 3 years to get this done. I had gone over there a while back and worked the whole situation with the shaker movers and shakers over at the fairgrounds there, and then we got hit with the pandemic, and literally it locked us out completely for almost 2 full years. But this has been almost 3 years in the making, and we're finally getting it done.
Well, now we have a new director who's actually taking over. I believe next year he's going to be an interim director, a colonel retiring from the Sheriff's Department. The one that's here now is also a retired colonel from the Sheriff's Department. So we should be able to meet him, and I'm looking forward to that. Now, you know, you've always had the firearms, the ammunition, knives, outdoor equipment, and more. But because this is a new venue, a bigger venue, are you adding some other things there too today or tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's one of those situations where we're always trying to add, you know, new products and things like that. Right now, we're still in a situation where there's simply not enough guns and ammo to go around. You know, everyone hears about all these supply chain delays and snafus, and we're seeing it in the gun business. I work full time trying to keep my store stocked, and we're in a situation where we have a good amount of inventory. But I tell you what, if I could pick and choose what I want to have in my shop, I'd be real happy, because I can't get a lot of the items that I would like to have. But at the shows, the variety of the different things that you're going to see this weekend is going to be more than most shows usually have. I've noticed that antiques and collectibles are much harder to find these days.
Well, the popular item that I keep seeing and hearing is what our president seems to like.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Oh, please don't do that to me. Every time I hear his voice, I get pain in the back of my head.
No, really. I go to your gun shows, and people come up. They walk up to me all the time. Who's got the best price on a shotgun? I mean, there's a lot of people go there to buy shotguns.
Well, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, for having something around the house, you know, a decent shotgun is really one of the most effective tools you can use to protect your household.
My whole neighborhood is loaded with shotguns.
And with good reason. They're very effective. And I will tell you, you can get in the marketplace right now, you can get a very, very high-quality shotgun for an incredibly low price.
Mm-hmm.
So they're an incredible bargain these days as well.
Now, the other thing is that you have private sellers that come in here with outstanding antiques, collections, something that I've never seen them at the other shows. I've been to a couple of them, and I've never seen them.
Yeah, and that's a trend throughout the industry. In the gun show businesses, the private sellers and the collectors, I hate to say it in some shows, but they're really not welcome in some of the shows out there. But that's not the way I like to do my business. I want my business to be an old-fashioned Florida gun show. Old-fashioned means that if there's anything that you want in the business, the odds are you're going to find it there. And you're going to find it with friends and neighbors, not just in big stores.
And, folks, I'm talking to Guy Lamacos from Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, his website is twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, correct?
That is it.
And your phone number for any vendors or any information you want is 727-776-3442. Ask for Guy. He'll probably answer the phone. And, again, this Saturday from 9 to 5, and then again Sunday from 9 to 3 over at the Plant City Strawberry Festival grounds in the Tico Expo Hall, which is located at 2301 West Oak Avenue in Plant City, right there on the grounds. We'll be there. I'll be there Saturday, and I'll be there from 9 to 3. And then you also have the concealed carry classes there too, right?
Well, this weekend I'm not going to do it this weekend for the simple reason it's our first time in the building there this time. So that's one of the things I didn't get arranged for this weekend. Mm-hmm. But the next time we're there, we're going to have a full class available for everybody.
Okay, and you're going to make this like a monthly event? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to be there probably. My long-term plans are 3, possibly 4 times a year.
Okay, so once a quarter, like.
Okay. At that location, yes.
All right, very good. Because I know that you're also out going to the other places that you're going to. Let's see, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, Brooksville, and Largo, your home base.
Yes, yes. And we're also going to be doing a couple more locations that I'm I'm working on right now. We're going to be doing a show in Naples, probably coming up in the fall. And I am still looking for one more. I just want to find one more venue that will give us the space that we need. But that's the tough thing about the gun business. When you call these rental halls and you mention you want to do a gun show, we still experience a lot of these people get a little freaked out. They think that gun people are a problem. When the reality is the gun show people and the gun people are the answer, because the bottom line is we own 300 million guns in private hands in the United States, and they say almost 2 trillion rounds of ammunition.
Mm.
For heaven's sake, if we were the problem, it would be real obvious.
And I want to make a statement right here and right now to the people that go, well, there's a loophole at the gun shows, and anybody can walk in here and just put down the money, and they got a gun. No, it doesn't work that way.
No. You're going to be going through a background check if you're buying guns.
Mm.
And that is just the way it's going to be. There's a lot of things about the law that I may or may not disagree with or agree with, but the bottom line is this. When you're in the gun business, we are the most scrutinized business that I have ever seen in my entire life. So don't think for a second that, if you're buying guns, people don't know it. But the bottom line is we need to stand up for our rights and and just take the mantle. You know, just accept the responsibility as a free individual in a free country. Because the scary part is when everyone tries to hide their gun purchases, the enemy wins. When we hide what we do, we lose. Be proud of what we are. We've done a lot in this country. We've done more than any country on the face of the earth. And it's because we were proud to be exactly who and what we are. Don't be ashamed of it. Be yourself. And if you're a gun person, stand up and admit it. Just say so. I'm a gun person, and I don't accept this garbage that they're trying to force down our throats legally.
Yep. Yep. And America is all about the Second Amendment. First Amendment, Second Amendment, so on and so forth. That's what we were founded on. It was done for a reason.
The second protects all the others.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And again, folks, I want to remind everybody, this weekend, Plant City, this will be the biggest Two Guys show in years and the first ever in Plant City over at the Strawberry Festival grounds this Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. And, of course, it'll be at the TECO Expo Hall at 2301 West Oak Avenue in Plant City. So that's where they're going to be. Just so you know the exact building, and I guess to find that, they got all the different things marked, I think, in there, if I remember right.
Yes, they do.
So it'll be easy to find.
Yeah, we'll have some signs out as well. You'll just follow the arrows that say gun show.
Here, 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 here.
Exactly. And it's right off the Natasasa Road when you get off the interstate.
Right, right. And that's, what, Route 566 or something like that?
Oh, I have a tough time.
Well, I think that's what it is.
Exit 19.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And, are you going to have snacks over there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've got a taco vendor going to be right outside the front door. He's got all kinds of Mexican food. He's going to have breakfast burritos. Sorry, Joe, but or Jill.
Jill.
But we're going to have breakfast burritos, and they're real burritos and breakfast tacos. The food.
That's what I was thinking about that. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we did get a laugh about that yesterday because I was talking to the vendor, and we just couldn't help but to laugh. I was like, should we say that we have breakfast tacos or just let people figure it out on their own? But, you know, for crying out loud, if we can't have a laugh about these people, we're going to lose our minds.
And, of course, you got the national chain Taco Bell. They have breakfast tacos.
Oh, heck yeah.
And burritos and all that stuff.
Captain, can you imagine if we came out with the statements that they come up with? I mean, it is funny.
Well,
but can you imagine the firestorm of and the attacks that we'd be under if we made stupid comments like that?
Right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back. Going to do a little cut in with a sports segment here, but Guy and I will be back right after the sports with Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are rolling along here. I'll be right back with more. Plenty more coming your way.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Roll one, fly shotgun, roll one, fly shotgun.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. Final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Vines and Decor down there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, if you're military or a first responder or a veteran, you get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number to call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And for you folks listening out of state, if you need a part, if you need something for your blinds or your shades or your shutters, give them a call. They might have it. They'll send it to you, 941-922-2345. All right. The Sports Zone quarterback is on the phone, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. I understand you have a gentleman in studio with you.
Guy LaMarcus.
Guy, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning,
appreciate your help on getting a gun for myself. You're a good man. I look forward to going to Plant City tomorrow to see you and the captain at the Two Guys Gun Show there. So that'll be fantastic. And speaking about guns and sports, Foxwoods Resort Casino. They'll be racing at 3 o'clock Sunday. So go to the gun show Saturday and Sunday and then get on home and watch the good old NASCAR up there in good old New Hampshire in the Foxwoods. That'd be fun to watch for a lot of people.
Turn left so fast.
You got it, Captain. Hey, baseball's in full gear. A lot of the playoff hunt is coming into fruition. They'll have the All-Star game this week, so that'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that Sunday on my show and then on your show Monday morning when we talk, Captain. Tom Brady isn't sure if this will be his last year or not. So he's talked about, he's not sure. at least he's being upfront about it, you know? So we'll see what happens there and how the Bucks are going to do this year with him and how that division's going to play out. The British Open is in full gear, Captain, and Rory McIlroy is playing well. This kid Cameron Young is leading at 8-under. Tiger Woods had a rough day, and he shot 6-over. And it's just, that's a tough course to walk. He's still rehabbing that leg. You're very familiar with injuries and things of that nature. It's very tough to come back from. So we're wishing him the best in that department. And that's going to be, you know, pretty much it for this weekend, Captain. Just want to come in and share that with the audience and with you and let you guys talk about the great show you're going to have tomorrow. If I can be of help to anybody, I'll be there from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Anybody want to come by and say hello, talk some sports, also talk some insurance, I'll be there to help you out. Be a good time to meet me. We can have a cup of coffee there and discuss some options for you. And then have some fun. And that's going to be at the Strawberry Festival in Plant City, right, Captain?
Yes, sir. It's going to be at the Tico Building.
Tico Building there in Plant City, Florida.
Tico Expo Center is what it's called. Expo Hall.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. That's good stuff.
And there'll be signs up there so you won't be able to get lost coming in.
There you go. That'll be helpful to a lot of people. And if you can't make it tomorrow, but you still have some questions about your insurance, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Real easy number. It's 813-966-1052. And I'd love to meet with you. Love to see you. You might have the perfect plan, and I might not be able to do any better, but there's that chance I could. So why not see if you can gain some more money in your pocket instead of the insurance company's pocket? So, again, give me a call. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain Guy, and all around the country. Everybody be safe this weekend and have a nice weekend.
All right, Scott. Thanks very much. Okay, that's Patrick Highland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone, heard on my flagship station Sundays from 11 to 12. And, of course, 813-966-1052 is his number to get a hold of him for all your insurance needs. Now, Mr. Guy, you're back and we're back, and Two Guys Gun Show. Now, this is a big deal, so I'm gonna act like it is here, never mind the script. But this is the first show for you ever at the Strawberry Festival. And I heard about the show that used to be there, and I heard it was very well attended, very popular. And people are looking forward to this. I've been talking to people all week long. They're going, oh, man, I'm going to go to this. This is going to be big. I got to go. So, you know, there's a lot of anticipation has been building up on this.
Yeah, buddy, I'm excited about it. And not only that, but a couple of things about the show. We're at about 200 tables, just a little bit over 200 tables, so I'm excited about that for a first time in a venue to be able to sell 200 tables to vendors. That's a real strong sign. But the best thing about that show over there at the fairgrounds, at the Strawberry Festival fairgrounds, is that not only do they have good space there, but if I get to the point where I can fit more tables, they've got a hall that's even bigger than the one we're using.
I know that.
So I've got room to grow there, and I'm looking forward to it. And Captain, if you could please do me a huge favor and let people know that all first responders are free at my gun shows. It came to my attention that I've been doing that since the day I started the business 22 years ago. A lot of people don't know that, but if you could just let the folks know that if you're a cop, firefighter, ambulance, if you're a first responder of any kind, we appreciate what they do for us. My daughter's a cop over in St. Pete, and I'm very, very proud of her. So that's the bottom line. If you could just let the people know that we are good that way. So we appreciate them, and it's not a huge thing, but it's something that I can do and I have in my control to do, and I just like to do that. So if you'd let the folks know that that's what we have as our policy.
Well, I'll start telling them in my travels today, but you just told them on the radio, so there you go. And that's good. That's really good. I'm glad to hear that.
And if anyone has any question, whether we're pro-cop or pro-fire or anything like that, I think we just put that to rest.
Follow the American flags.
Yeah.
There's always a bunch of American flags I mean, you know, gun shows are patriotic.
Well, I'm proud of my country.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot of places where you can have a gun show and free people can walk in and buy firearms.
And this is a family-oriented event that you have. I mean, you've got something for everybody. For example, there's stuff in there for the kids. I've seen things in there where the kids get in there and they start, you know, whatever. Well, let me think for a second. Is the guy with the bows and arrows, is he still around?
Well, I will tell you, I think you're talking about Mr. Lee Guineman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very old friend of mine, and you want to talk about a colorful character? We did lose him during the pandemic.
Wow.
Very, very sad, but he was a retired Army.
Right.
And the guy had a colorful history. He was from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was a kid, the Germans invaded Ukraine, and then the Russians came in, and he has told me some just incredible stories about, you know, a country that was just devastated by two entirely different powers, the Russians and the Germans. And at the end of World War II, he was a teenager at the end of World War II, and he joined the U.S. Army right after that and served in Korea and I think possibly Vietnam as well.
He did serve in Vietnam.
Yeah, I mean, the guy had a long career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did lose him to the pandemic. It was very sad. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about him was he was a gentleman that was experimented on by the Germans in one of the concentration camps. And he would brag that he had never been sick one day in his entire adult life. Not one flu bug, not a cold. He said they shot him up with things that he never knows what never knew what it was, but whatever it was, he hasn't been sick a day in his life until he had quite a history.
COVID got him, unfortunately.
Yes.
Oh well, and he was a nice guy. I liked talking to him. How about fishing poles and things?
Well, you know, that's one thing that I'd love to have a lot of, but I've had fishing guys come and go and all the time, but we see them from time to time. If you know of somebody that's got a fishing shop or they do that sort of thing, please send them my way. I'd love to have them in the show.
727-776-3442. Give Guy a call if you're a vendor. And for more information, that's the general number, 727-776-3442, correct?
Yes. And I'd like to thank you personally and your radio station. We did an advertising campaign that you'll recall just recently. We did a bunch of emails and such, electronic mm-hmm. advertising, mm-hmm. in hopes to get new vendors.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you guys at the station know that since we've had that advertising campaign, I must have 15, 20 new vendors at my shows.
Good.
And I'm getting more inquiries all the time. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate you, and that's what it's all about, working together. Okay, Mr. Guy, I will see you tomorrow. I'll be there bright and early. I'll be there before the Jet Setters show up at 8 o'clock. I'll be there early, as you well know.
Like normal.
Yep, like normal. So I'll see you tomorrow, my friend and folks. I got to run. We got all kinds of things we got to do here. And don't forget, it's all about America here on this show. All about America first. We are Americans first. Everything else comes after that. God bless America. God bless our military. See ya.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.